select GE Cafe packages.
So check out the amazing GE Cafe appliance line at your locally owned, proud to be St. Louis grown appliance discounters.
4th of July is almost here. Make sure to get the best brats in town for your holiday celebrations. G&W Sausage Company has been a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. Choose from over 30 varieties of sausage, including jalapeno cheese brats, Cajun andouille, and more. Deli meats, cheeses, and an assortment of steaks and chops is available, too. Curbside pickup is available when you order the day before at gwsausage.com or call 314-352-5066.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Kimmel's is back with new outdoor seating and safety protocols, but nothing has changed on their incredible menu with the same recipes treating St. Louis for 93 years. They're still kicking it with nightly music and the best happy hour in STL, Monday through Saturday starting at 3:30 p.m. Easily accessible from anywhere in town with a friendly professional staff and the best owner in the business. Kimmel's Chop House is the perfect stop. Kimmel's with the new patio, the partitions, and the pasta.
Support locally owned small business, Bertarelli Paper Company, for all of your business PPE needs. Work with Marco and his family directly, and they will handle your order. Masks, hand sanitizer, disinfectant sprays, disposable gloves, toilet paper, and more. Thermoscanners are in stock now. Order today. They are perfect for offices, gyms, and other high-traffic businesses. Contact Marco directly by emailing marco at bertarellico.com or calling 314-323-0712, and he will take your order and take care of you.
Every great success story starts with one brave decision. And if you're one of the millions of Americans with college credit but no degree, one brave decision is all that stands between you and the future you want. At Maryville University, we know returning to college takes courage, but your decision isn't really about going back to school. It's about moving forward. And we'll be with you every step of the way. Let's be brave together. Learn more now at online.maryville.edu.
The Cam Jansen Show will be coming to you live from Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. And while you listen, it's a great time to saddle up at any of the six video game machines provided by J&J Ventures Gaming. Download their gaming app, find Top Shooters location, and then get your game on. With incredible specials, the best wait staff in the area, and me and the crew talking hockey. That's Top Shooters every Friday from 1 to 2. 531 Old State Road, Route 3 in Columbia, Illinois, just off of 255. Top Shooters. Play here. Win big.
Tim McKernan here for Design Air Heating and Cooling. Their business is essential to your comfort and safety, so Design Air will continue to offer services for emergency repair, installation, and preventative maintenance while taking all of the recommended precautions to eliminate physical contact. For more information on air purifiers, please visit designairservice.com. And for all of your heating and air conditioning needs, contact the official HVAC company of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, Design Air Heating and Cooling.
Mom, what do you always say?
There's nothing sadder than jewelry that sits in a drawer.
That's why we are proud to offer jewelry repair on-site at Neusetter's Fine Jewelry. We know that your jewelry is important to you, and we take that part of our job very seriously. Visit us at Doherty Ferry in Big Bend or learn more at wowdiamonds.com.
Joe Rusevans here with FRA Trust to let you know about my new book, The New Normal in a Post-Pandemic Economy. Has your 401k or IRA taken a hit? Then you should take control back. I've been a leading financial professional for almost 40 years, and I'm sharing these secrets in my new book that's free for you. Just pay shipping and handling. Visit joesnewbook.org to claim and learn how my team at FRA Trust can help you take control of your financial future. Visit joesnewbook.org or call 855-935-4214. Today.
Good one. Good choice.
It doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk hotter than a match head. Hotter than a match head.
Man, it's a great with the lyrics.
I know, right? Listen to this guy.
That is a great hot weather song.
It's a great song.
He's probably singing that when the Blue Jay flew into his mouth.
Damn, somebody.
Yeah. Do a little business here, and then Josh Bauman will pop in, and halfway through his segment, we'll do a little more business, and at the end, even more. That's what happens when you have to catch up from being off for a day. First order of business
I like mustard.
What?
Oh, my ketchup.
Ketchup and mustard.
Oh, my God.
I mean, usually it takes me 2 Mississippis. No. That took me 4 Mississippis to figure that out.
Nobody's laughing.
Oh, my.
In all of Radio Land, nobody's laughing.
Sometimes two comedy's way over people's heads.
That joke gave me COVID.
So how'd the yard sale go Saturday, Dan?
It didn't. We were off. It was the 4th of July.
What am I thinking? That's right.
Nail that one, Frank.
No, that's right.
Mustard's not so bad now, is it?
Who's eating mustard now?
What would have been funnier is if you had said it went great, and I said, well, you know, you came in and you weren't on the air. See that. Well, it'll be back Saturday, folks. The yard sale will be back Saturday morning, and once again, it will be brought to you exclusively by First Community Credit Union. Here comes again another invitation for everybody who banks somewhere, and that's pretty much everybody, to ask yourself the question, why do I bank there? Why do I continue to bank where I bank? Most of you don't have an answer to that because you don't have a good reason, which means you don't have a good reason not to switch all your banking business to First Community Credit Union. You know, you got nothing to lose. Do it. And you know what'll happen? Some of you will say, ooh, my car payment went down because their rates are better. A lot of you will say that. Others will say, we refinanced our house at First Community Credit Union. Our house payment's lower. Got a better rate because they are famous for usually beating the rates of most of the competition. In many ways, it is just another place to bank. Checking, debit, credit, savings, mortgage, car payment, that stuff. Small businesses. They love small businesses. You have a small business, you need a partner. You need a banking partner. They would love to talk to you about that. They love partnering with small business. So you see, it really now is just up to you. You have to find a reason to put it a little higher up on the priority list, because many of you have been listening for years and years and years. You've heard First Community Credit Union, yet you still bank somewhere else. And I'm going to tell you this, most of you who do that, I'm going to bet that most of you you're probably paying a bigger house payment and making a bigger car payment than you need to make. You need to investigate the rates at First Community Credit Union, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area. That doesn't happen by accident. You got to work toward that, and they have, and that's where they are. They're the largest, over 40 of them in the St. Louis area. You can find out more at firstcommunity.com.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
I think everybody knows that's the Beatles. Ringo Starr is 80 today. He 80? Probably is maybe yes, in 80. As good a shape as anybody I have ever seen who's 80. Ringo Starr looks like he looked 30 years ago.
He doesn't look 80.
He has
all.
Not aged. That is incredible to me that he's 80 years. Paul McCartney just turned 78.
Wow.
I forgot that Ringo's older. He's 80 today.
My favorite Beatle.
Ringo. Of course, I don't know who my favorite. I think everybody's favorite is usually, they say, Paul.
Yeah.
But Ringo, yeah.
He was just a guy, you know, he just wanted to chill, play some drums.
But he was in many ways the coolest guy in the group because mm-hmm. he wasn't a great drummer. But he was the Beatles drummer.
Exactly.
Which is better than being a great drummer.
Ringo was a steady drummer.
He was. He didn't always want the spotlight. He was just, I've got a song.
And if you had the choice, if somebody said, would you rather be the greatest drummer in the world, or would you rather be the drummer for the Beatles? Beatles. Go for that. And that's what he did. He replaced, I believe, Pete Best was the drummer that he replaced.
That's this guy.
Yeah. The music, of course, means it's time for Josh Bauman. He's here. All the lines are open. If you have an issue, if you have a question, about something you own, frustration that you're experiencing with your television, your iPad, your computer, your telephone, he's your guy. Here are the numbers, 314-821-0590 or 855-282-8255. Please welcome back on a Tuesday, not a Monday, Josh Bauman.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, Josh.
Without Mr. Londoff here to take up
eat up half your segment.
Yeah, now you know how
Buffa feels every
big shoes.
Yeah. No, Buffa doesn't have to do that because on Tuesdays I do the commercial.
Yeah,
only you have to suffer, but not today. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
I'm okay. I would like to start with a question if I could. And this,
that's your question.
When I ask it, it's going to sound like an old guy asking a question that to people like Lime, you'll just go, what a stupid question.
You're not that old.
Why do we need all of these apps like Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat?
What a stupid question.
I mean, but really.
Snapchat.
Snapchat, you got my attention.
Hey, you know what?
Yeah.
Porn, somebody ought to have Snapchat.
Well,
Snapchat.
Snapchat. Yeah.
That's actually the code for Snapchat.
It is?
Yeah.
But there ought to be a Snapchat. It's like an X-rated go online and talk dirty or talk to women.
Nice
who talk
beaver.
Dirty. Yeah, that kind of stuff. That's right. But seriously, why do people need all those different platforms? What's the difference, really?
It's honestly, like, say,
Instagram. I think he was asking me.
Go ahead. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Go ahead, Limey. You already started it. Might as well finish it.
No, it's basically like one is just for pictures and one is just for like short videos. It's basically just anything right now, any app that's going to give a teenager the ability to say, hey, look at me to thousands of people, it's going to become popular.
But do that many people need 10 ways for people to look at it?
Yeah, I'll tell you why after Josh explains his reason.
So, first, let me start off by saying TikTok is the devil, and if your child has it on their phone, you should remove it.
Why is it the devil?
It is owned by a Chinese company, and when Apple came out with iOS 14 beta last week or 2 weeks ago, it was quickly found that TikTok is scraping every piece of data on your phone and sending it off to TikTok servers. So they have access and are sending every text you type, pictures you send, all of that stuff is getting sent.
Really?
And this is not illegal because
you've agreed. Exactly.
We all hit that I agree and we don't read it.
Nope, those
and
are
if
called,
we did read it, we wouldn't understand it.
Those are called click-wrap agreements. And 9 times out of 10, well, actually, I can say 10 out of 10, all of these social media apps are meant for kids. They will specifically say in the terms of service, this is meant for kids over the age of 13. And that's because these apps are selling your data, your usage, what you do on your phone, what you Google search, the weird stuff that you try and look up dirty pictures on. All of that data is getting sent off to all of these social media servers, and that's how they feed you advertisements in your feeds, is based on the data on your phone. TikTok is by far the worst right now.
Yeah.
The worst.
It's banned in some countries.
Yes, and the DOJ, I believe, came out this morning and said they are investigating banning it in the United States.
Right. Wow.
So,
and another reason is, one of my siblings, a 12 and a 10-year-old niece, they'll never be on Facebook because it's not cool.
Right.
Because they think Facebook is for old people.
Oh, yeah.
And,
really?
And Instagram and TikTok and Snapchat are where the cool people go to associate and mingle with other cool people.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, why did MySpace die? Does anybody have a reason why MySpace died?
Well, it was displaced by Facebook.
Did you ever have a MySpace page?
No.
I don't do that.
Okay. No. I mean, I did.
What about
Twitter? And then Facebook came around.
So did I.
But Twitter is more of a newsfeed. I mean, you can have a profile on Twitter, but Twitter is an adult way to issue, an opinion, and they have a very unique way of tagging it and liking it and sharing it and that type of thing. But most young kids won't have a Twitter account either. You know, like the new millennials coming through 5th and 8th grade and into high school and stuff.
Wow.
It's apps age out is the short answer.
It's Snapchat and Instagram are the two popular ones. We are actually contemplating letting Jackson have a Snapchat account now that he's getting into high school.
Tell me the difference between the two. And I'm speaking for lots of people.
Between which one?
I'm speaking for a lot of baby boomers who maybe are embarrassed to say, I don't get it. Well, I don't get it. What's the difference?
Instagram is primarily photo-based. The premise of Instagram is to take pictures and share pictures on Instagram's platform. They are owned by Facebook. You can also share those photos to Facebook automatically. You can chat through Instagram, but that's not its main focus.
Not a very good chat, no.
No, its main focus is taking and sharing photos.
And the difference between that and if I want to share a photo with Limey, I took, look what I took. That just goes to him.
If you're texting.
Where with
it, yeah.
This, it goes out to what?
Well, in Facebook, you don't know if somebody watched whatever you post on Facebook unless they like it.
Right.
Okay? Okay. Or they share it.
Yeah.
But some of these other apps, they let you know anybody that's looked at your thing.
Yeah.
They let mm-hmm. you know. And so there's some unique differences there. You can kind of see who's maybe stalking you without commenting on anything.
Yeah.
You know, that type of thing.
And the big draw with Snapchat is
Snapchat.
Okay, Snapchat, whatever.
Thank you.
Its primary focus is to chat and send messages back and forth. And one of the features that when Snapchat very first came out that was the first on the market or one of the first on the market were the disappearing photos.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So you could take a dirty picture, set a timer on it.
And it wasn't out there forever.
Well, no. In theory.
Until you took a screenshot
somebody
of it.
But you get alerted if a screenshot is taken.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, Snapchat, for example. I have Snapchat and Instagram accounts. I have both of them. And I remember when Snapchat first came out, the thing I liked about it most was
dirty pictures.
No, if you had a conversation with somebody, unless you scrolled and saved whatever it was they sent to you, it would evaporate after you read it one time within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
So if anybody got into your phone, girlfriend, boyfriend, husband, wife, that kind of thing, they wouldn't be able to see your history of texting.
Right.
But they can't communication. They can't see my texts on my phone if I delete them.
If they can. Well, Tim can recover them.
They can be recovered.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I mean, if you go through that step of doing it, but you have to go through that step of doing it. Sometimes people forget this app did it automatically.
Yeah.
What else do you want to know, Frank? You know, there's a filter on Snapchat that'll make you look like a baby. I've been dying to take a picture of you because I think like you look like a grumpy little baby.
He did it to me.
You're Snapchat.
Hilarious. Yeah, I took a picture of Tim as a baby, and he looks freaking adorable.
I don't care
adorable.
If you do that to me.
And then put adorable. It on, and then put
does,
it on Facebook. Yeah.
He does.
Here's what makes me. Maybe this makes me weird. I don't have things that I just want a whole bunch of people to see because to do that you're doing it for one of two reasons to me. You're either bragging or you want people to feel sorry for you. And that's why I feel about Facebook.
Bragging,
oh, look at my family.
Vanity,
or, look at this horrible accident my brother was in. You know, I want sympathy or
hashtag
I want attention.
Thoughts and prayers.
I did a Facebook Live video last night of me cooking dinner.
I had
people watching.
Okay, who watched that?
I had.
I did.
I don't know.
I
your
watched
family.
Some of it.
Your family.
No, my family. Actually, none of my family watched it.
I got to the part where he was, I think, opening up a spice container. I was like, this is boring.
I drank whiskey during it and everything.
Hold on a second. How many? Do you know how many people watched you cook dinner?
I can look. Hang on, I'll look.
Because that is not interesting.
I gave up after 4 seconds.
No,
you got to start stronger, Josh.
Yeah, I'm with Tim on that.
Now, was this on Facebook?
Yeah, Facebook.
How did you, Tim and Limey? How did you know he was cooking on Facebook?
Because I
posted a video.
Because I'm friends with him, and when my friends post things, they automatically show up on my feed.
Okay,
and I can just scroll down the feed to see what everybody posted that day, and I saw Josh's boring cooking segment.
And then it says it'll tell you Josh Bauman is live.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And because I'm so interesting, take a guess at how many people viewed my video.
344.
Right. Come here, I'll show you, buddy. Yeah. It's right
how
there.
How many of those were you watching them?
No, I didn't.
How many unique visitors?
Okay, but
seven.
How long did they stay? They looked for 2 seconds?
Probably 3 seconds, probably.
And how many of those people are just, unfortunately, where your video just comes across their news feed, so they're just...
Guys give me a lot of credit, man. I'm telling you.
You get credit for people accidentally stumbling on your stream.
I could beat that, and I could make a Facebook Live video right now and just put, like, see Frank's face, and people would blow up the video feed.
I had 13 comments and 15 likes.
Let me go back. I'm serious about this. I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I'm not trying to criticize anybody. I do not understand why I would ever want to live stream me fill in the blank of emptying the trunk of my car, grocery shopping, fishing, cooking. Who cares? I mean, to think that somebody wants to see me do that is odd to me. I've never done anything worthy of saying, hey, everybody, look what I did.
All right, so I'm guessing Josh's boy was the cameraman in
this?
Yeah,
Jackson was.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
I heard him say something.
He's really just focusing on Josh's. We can watch it now. I mean, I'm watching it now. It's basically just Josh's back.
I'll admit, I've done live streams of me.
I think he's
when
making mashed potato.
No, I was making shrimp and grits.
But let's analyze this if I were a psychologist. Why do you do that?
Because yesterday at work, I had a conversation with some other tech directors around the state about what I was making for dinner, and one of them is kind of a smart aleck, and he said, you should live stream that. So I did, just to prove him that I would.
Okay, I'm with you all the way, Josh.
What else have you live streamed?
When it snowed and I go out to drive around in the snow to see what the roads are like, I hit live stream on my phone and I set my phone on the dash and I give commentary about the road conditions.
Mm-hmm. I once live streamed a Facebook video at, I think, 2 o'clock in the morning, and I asked the audience whether or not I should go to the east side or to the Waffle House to get waffles, and I went to the Waffle House because that was the general consensus.
Okay, can I just say that to me, everything I've heard sounds ridiculous. Doing his band, I get. Okay, that here we're doing a little concert, and everyone is welcome to watch. But I'm out in the snow driving, or where do I go? Waffle House, or I just don't.
It's vanity.
It's purely vanity.
Yeah, my buddy and I do a podcast once a week, and he live streams that to several services.
Let's say I were a scratch golfer. Okay, if I were a really good golfer. I really don't think that I would have somebody, start the camera, or live stream me playing golf really well.
Have a lot of people
but
watching
I wouldn't
that.
Do that. I've never been the look at me guy. I'm not interested.
Hang on a second. I think I've got a fundraiser idea.
I think Josh, though, last night, yesterday, kind of should have used that moment to be more like a cooking show. And explain more, and you should have been on camera more, like talking to the camera and explaining what you're doing.
Next time I will, Dan. Yeah. I'm going to barbecue.
Like Rachel Ray.
Oh, yeah. I should wear a wig.
To me, Josh, if you should live stream anything, it should be something like you hold up a phone and you start going through some things that other people
how to
might
change
not,
settings,
exactly,
open up
like
apps,
an instructional
like that.
Thing, because that's what you're really good at.
Well, I'm even better at barbecuing.
Okay.
So,
I'm sorry, and I know this makes me sound like a dinosaur. I'm just not interested in two things. One, telling everybody what I'm doing and letting them look at it. And two, looking at what you're doing. I don't care.
Two things that certainly surged in terms of them wanting to live stream on Facebook, at least in the last several months, and probably will continue because of the popularity of it, are press conferences by politicians and sermons by pastors.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Those two things are.
I get that.
Are you can get your church on from home. You don't actually physically go to church.
And bands and
that makes
playing
sense
music
to me. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Well, school sporting events as well.
Mm-hmm. But
school
sporting events. Look, my kids learning to ride a bike. Well, so have a million other kids.
Well, the only reason people watch that is for the kid to crash.
Well,
and you can also set that so that only your friends see it, so that or certain friends. You can create groups where, these are the people that would really like to see my kid ride a bike for the first time, so people don't think you're vain, thinking, I want everybody to see my kid ride a bike for the
first
time.
Our grandparents can watch that and stuff like that.
Yeah. Absolutely. And from that standpoint, the grandparents, mm-hmm. I think that's wonderful. Here's the problem. My wife's mother is going to be 90 this year. We have tried to get. We got her an iPad here. Just when it hit this, she cannot do it. She can't figure any of it out.
How do you communicate with her? She has
a
cell phone.
The same when it comes to technology.
I bought her a cell phone, and that's it. The old-fashioned call her up.
Cans
how you
with
doing?
A string.
And then when we go over, we go, hey, look, and we'll show her stuff on an iPad, and she'll look at it and go, well, that's just great. But she will
set
not.
Her ways.
No, it's that plus she just can't comprehend this technology. She just can't. And I get that. I don't know. I'd like to be more with it. I would. But at the same time, I like privacy. I'm not interested in share. Let me ask you this. Do you guys agree? Yeah. Will you agree that most people are oblivious to the fact that when they go on Facebook and say, oh, my son just won a trophy, or he got all A's, look at here's his, or look where we're on vacation. Most people look at that and are envious.
Mm-hmm.
They're not happy for you.
Mm-mm.
They want to see you go down. And the more yep. that you do, the more they hate you. I'm not kidding.
No, you're
right.
I don't
think they realize. I think they think that all these people are really happy for you. No, they're not.
That's why everybody posts like these pictures on Facebook, because they see other people's Facebook pictures and they get jealous that they're not.
So they're going to outdo it.
It's a competition.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't care anything
just
about
get
it.
The attention.
I want to see someone cook better grits than I did.
You're inviting criticism.
Don't cook.
You're inviting jealousy. You're inviting nasty comments. Do you allow nasty comments?
Oh, yeah. Listen,
all the time.
These live stream videos that like Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker and St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson do, they allow live stream comments from people, friends and foes alike, to comment while they're live streaming their videos. And they're vicious.
Oh, yeah.
It's actually entertaining reading to do that.
And with freedom of speech, government entities can't remove those.
Oh, that's a good point.
That damn pesky freedom of speech.
So what's vulgar. The benefit if I would put something up? Frank, you suck. That's horrible. What's the benefit of having to say you're the greatest? That's fantastic.
Okay,
either one.
If somebody comes up and if you made a video and somebody gets up on there and says, oh, Frank, you suck, I guarantee you about 30 people are instantly going to jump on and attack that person. So that's going to create even more comments. So Facebook, to use one of Josh's words, algorithms, more people are going to see that and it's going to get more attention.
Okay, and I don't read any of them.
Yeah, I know,
so
you don't read
care.
Any of that, but your name, your brand is still going to get more attention.
I probably am making a huge mistake by not trying to use that.
No, I tell you what, from now on, every single video you post, I will put on there, you suck!
No.
From your fake account?
I told Dan on our Facebook page, when I do put something up there, after I do it, I feel kind of bad about it. Okay, so my grandson caught a snake. Big deal. Who cares?
But it's cool.
I do know that a lot of people like that, and they enjoy that. Anything they can kind of relate to. But I'm not interested in comments, especially negative ones. I don't want it. I'd rather have no comments than have hateful, negative, nasty stuff from cowards who don't even use their real name. I'm not interested in that.
True.
Now, if you want to put your real name and a way to contact you, yeah, go ahead. Knock yourself out.
I know
who you are.
A lot of them have real names on there, I would think.
And we'll talk to Greg. Let's talk to Greg. What do you say? Greg, welcome to 590 The Fan. I would say hello to Josh Bauman. So I will say that because I'm assuming that's why you called. Yes, Greg, how are you?
Oh, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. What do you have?
And don't ever assume anything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm going back a little bit. It was 2002, Tucson, Arizona, 117 degrees, and I was working on an asphalt parking lot, working on a bunch of horses out there for a vet clinic.
Okay. Greg, this is our tech segment. You know that.
Oh, that messes with tech equipment.
Yeah, it does. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Talk to you later.
That's right. Thank you, Greg.
Bye, Greg.
Well, he wanted to get that in.
That was a fun story.
Well, he wanted to get it in. And what do we mean to
him? Hot in Arizona.
All right, now back to you, Josh.
So I do have some tech news. Late last week, I got pretty upset. YouTube TV, as you know, I'm a huge fan of YouTube TV.
As am I.
They have announced
I take that back. YouTube TV is different than YouTube.
Yeah. Correct.
I'm a fan of YouTube.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
YouTube TV is the streaming service that I have used for over a year now to get my live TV, local channels, cable channels, whatnot. They announced they are increasing their rate $15, so that'll take them up to $64.99 a month. And it's directly related to signing CBS Viacom. So if you are a YouTube TV subscriber, it might behoove you to start looking at other services.
I just thought the same thing. I don't use the word behoove. Limey and I had the same exact thought. Behoove.
Yeah, I'm cultured.
You.
So it might behoove you to look at Hulu Live. That is the closest competitor to YouTube TV. It's a hair cheaper. The biggest difference is Hulu Live only has 50 hours of DVR, where YouTube TV has unlimited DVR storage.
Okay. More than 50 hours?
Well, I wanted to ask you about that. So I get Hulu Live with subscription, right?
Yep.
Now, that doesn't mean... Well, does that mean that I then can open up the Hulu app on my Xbox One and then just go to the live streaming channels, or like it's actually there on the just as I was going through TV?
Yeah.
Or do I just have to, or is it kind of like Netflix where it's a back catalog of stuff?
So Hulu Live's subscription,
it's like $55 or something like that.
It's I think $54.99 a month or something. But it's cheaper than YouTube TV.
Yeah.
If you subscribe to Hulu Live, you have Hulu's entire on-demand library,
right,
as well as live content. So by that I mean ABC, CBS, NBC here in St. Louis, as well as like TBS and a bunch of other cable quote-unquote channels.
I have been thinking about getting that because I've got Hulu. But I didn't go because I just realized that I've got HBO Max as well, which is fantastic. So I was just kind of wondering, like, how that exactly works when it says Hulu Live. Like,
yep. You will have
an actual live TV.
You will have a guide that will have what's on live TV.
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
Here it comes. Big frog.
So, you'll have live content.
Okay, good to know.
But you will only have 50 hours of DVR. But... Again, on the other hand,
there's always a butt in your face.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
I'm glad you're doing that.
So, you also have access to Hulu's huge on-demand library. Their on-demand content that they have available
is pretty extensive.
Yeah, fantastic. So, maybe you don't need as much DVR space. I don't know.
Right on.
Does Hulu have, like, the local channels and all that other
Hulu
stuff?
Yes, Hulu Live has local channels.
I think my regular Hulu doesn't.
Correct. The $5 Hulu that's ad supported, or even if you pay for no ads, if it's just plain Hulu, you just have on demand content, which is does not include the local channels.
Right, normally don't do this.
Yes.
Let's stop him. Do some business.
Yeah.
And then we're going to take a couple calls because the lines are full. And then we'll close out with the last bit of business. The business I'm about to offer you or present to you is the business of PPE, personal protective equipment. As you know, I hope you know, Bertarelli is not just in the knife business and the sharpening business. They're in the personal protective equipment business, and they're in it big time. And whether you like or don't like the fact that right now, as of Friday morning at 7 o'clock last Friday, everywhere in St. Louis City or County that's a public place, we now have to wear masks. Hopefully it doesn't last long. Now, I was thinking about this, and I'm thinking maybe Marco Bertarelli had a meeting with the county executive, the mayor, slipped them a few thou, and said, make everybody wear masks because we've got a warehouse full of them. That didn't happen. I know it didn't happen. But here's the point. Right now, there is obviously a tremendous demand for personal protective equipment. As big a demand as we've had because of that ordinance. Guess who has plenty? Bertarelli. Their warehouse is like three blocks from their retail store and the shop where they do the knife sharpening on Marconi. Right down the street, there is a warehouse with a surplus of masks and gloves and those thermal things they take your temperature with. They point it at your forehead. It's like a thermal gun, and it doesn't even touch your forehead. They have thousands of these things. The shields, the plexiglass panels, Bertarelli has them all. So whether it's for just an individual, a family, or a huge company, please remember, I just saw an ad. I saw an ad this morning from a company saying, call now, here's an 800 number, go online and order. You don't have to do any of that. You don't have to go out of town or order or wait and hope it gets there in time. Go today. Go tomorrow. Bertarelli. They have it all. All your PPE needs. And once we kind of start to get out of this, where the demand is not quite as great, we'll spend a little more time talking about the other part of Bertarelli, the knife sharpening, the knife sales, and the completely refurbished mixers and slicers for restaurants, meat slicers, and giant mixers. Yes, They buy them, they restore them, they're like new, and they sell them, and they're a lot less expensive for you grocery stores or schools or restaurants, a lot less expensive than if you buy them new. Bertarelli. There's a lot to know about Bertarelli, and I hope you'll take the time to find out about it. BertarelliCo.com, not going to spell it. You wouldn't remember it anyway. Go to Facebook.com/AMandThePM or FrankOpinion.com, and both of those places have links to the Bertarelli website. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, Frank. Hey, gang. AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. If you want to see some of the funniest stuff, you guys were talking about the live streams that Pritzker and Lyda Caruso do.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. People are brutal, and it is hilarious.
But here's the thing. After a while, how much of that can you really take? They say the worst of the worst, the best of the best, and then beyond that, it's everybody else kind of piling on doing the same thing.
It's different ways, though. Some of it's political and some of it's personal.
Yeah.
You know, like they make fun of Pritzker because of his weight, because he kind of his suits are a little tight, you know, and so I mean, there's a lot of comments just about that. Like duck if you're in the audience, one of those buttons might come flying past you like a bullet, you know, that kind of stuff.
I guess I get it. I just I don't know. I'm weird.
The other thing is what?
The comment I was going to make is get a VPN on your phone and on your computer, a virtual private network.
Yeah.
You'll cut down
If you download porn, it protects you from getting viruses and stuff like that, and from getting other companies come after you for downloading porn illegally. He's pretty smart.
Yeah, the only issue or trepidation I would have
Trepidation?
Good Lord.
Trepidation?
Ooh.
Okay,
Somebody's going to night school.
The only issue I would have with a VPN is if you're using any location-based services, sometime that location-based service is based on your IP address, and if the VPN is using, you know, you're here in St. Louis, but your VPN makes it look like you're in Rochester, New York, you're going to have an issue. And depending on the VPN, if it's robust enough, you may actually see a degradation in service, it being slower.
Degradation!
Man, what the hell?
That's a four-syllable
word.
It's crazy.
I have a 5G phone, and you can shut it off and turn it back on if you want.
Yeah.
But I have a 5G phone, and I've seen nothing like that on that.
Yeah, it depends on the backhaul on the VPN's side. If it's a cheap VPN or one that doesn't cost a lot, you're more likely to see a throughput issue than a fine upstanding one. I don't know how better way to put that.
Okay.
All right. Hi,
Jim.
A lot, guys.
Thanks, Jim.
I have a quick question here. When you said download porn,
yeah,
what do you mean? You mean actually capture it and save it?
Yeah.
Who would do that? I would never do that.
Oh, I would never do it either.
I don't want that stuff on my computer. Now, I'm not gonna act like, yes, of course I've looked at porn.
And most
people, if they're honest, will say, yeah, they looked at it. But downloading it? No, I'm not doing that.
No, some people, you know, they just find their favorite scene and they just want to watch it over and over again, so they download it.
That just sounds very dangerous to me. Let's go to...
He's saying that for a friend.
I'm sure you are.
Asking for a friend.
Joe is next. Joe, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, I just had a quick question. We have a covered patio, and I'm going to get a TV for the outside.
Yeah.
With them being as cheap as they are, do I need to get an outdoor TV, which those are expensive, or should I just get a cheap regular TV and then throw it away if it gets damaged?
You can easily spend money on an outdoor TV that's outdoor rated and weatherproof, but you are right. They get very expensive. If it were me and I trusted my outdoor patio's roof to be somewhat weatherproof and not let water get to wherever I was going to hang this TV, I'd buy a TV off the shelf from Walmart and not think twice about it.
I can help by adding this, Joe. We have a place at the lake. We have a porch. There's a TV on the wall on the porch. It sits there winter, summer, hot, cold. yes, like Josh said, it doesn't get wet, but it survives fine through all the temperatures, all the extremes, and it's been sitting there for quite a while. So I think this outdoor TV thing in many ways is an unnecessary jack up of price where there's not that much difference in the TV.
It just depends on how weatherproof now, the area is. Yeah.
What if he's got like a plasma TV? Can you keep outside even in winter, or does that need to be? Because who still sells plasma?
Nobody
sells
plasma.
Is that a thing? Really?
No, not anymore.
So. Yeah. Oh wow! I'm telling you,
I never even gave a thought to looking for an outdoor TV when we decided to put one outside. We just put it out there.
Yeah,
it's been fine.
I wouldn't worry about it.
And then just get like a smart TV, and then I could just watch TV through the outside.
And still, my smart TV of choice right now is the TCL branded smart TV. It's ran by Roku, so it's got a Roku built into the TV, and you can get all sorts of content and apps on that Roku.
I have one, you can get an LED projection screen for less than $200. Like where you set the poles up and you just pull the thing down and it's huge and like having a big pool party or whatever. I mean, they're not that expensive.
A good projector is going to cost you $500 minimum.
Yeah.
Well, it's about the same price as a flat screen TV.
No, well, I don't know about it. I can pick up a cheap...
But that's projection.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And in daylight, you're going to have problems unless you get a super high lumen projector.
So the short answer is, you probably don't need an outdoor TV.
How big of a TV are you talking about getting?
Oh, not like 50.
Yeah. I'd go to Walmart or Best Buy and pick up whatever you like.
Okay.
Thanks. All right. Thank you, Joe. Bye. I believe Robert is next. Robert, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
AM and PM.
Best way to be. What you got?
And a quick question.
Yes.
Dan knows I do not have a computer or the internet or a smartphone, and I would not know how to use them. I do have two older cameras, a 600 lane camera and a one step. Where can I find, you know, the kind that you put the film in, that take 10 pictures, shoot them out. Where can I find that film?
Ooh, wow.
Online.
Robert, you really are a dinosaur.
Probably.
You're a rare breed.
Man.
Schiller's or Creve-Coeur camera
know that Creve-Coeur camera still exists.
All right. Schiller's. Robert, what's the name of the actual film that you need? Do you know?
It's a one step, right? Kodak one step?
Oh, Kodak. Yeah.
He said he doesn't have a computer or a smartphone, so he's going to have to go through a store.
Well, I'm just thinking if there's a way that we can
I want to ask Robert. Let me ask you a question. What is your issue aversion to digital photography? Why do you not have you not made that change?
Well, for one thing, I don't need a smartphone with all the different features and this and that.
Okay, but you obviously have a camera. You can buy a very inexpensive digital camera.
Is this a Polaroid?
No, one step. No.
It develops a picture.
Robert, you can go to Target and you can they sell it there. Apparently, I don't know if there's going to be some thing where you have to order it out and get it sent to Target.
I'm going
to
guess because a lot of times when you go on Target or Walmart, they show it on there, but you have to order it. They don't have it in the store.
And a great example of this, Kodak has gotten out of the film business.
Yeah.
Having said that, if you go, I found on BestBuy.com, it'll say if there's any left at stores in your location or if you have to order it online. If I wanted to order this right now, they have one pack of it right now at the Best Buy store on Manchester. Oh, wow. So they'll tell you if it's in stock or if you have to buy it online.
Okay, see, that's what I was saying. I do not have a computer or internet to go online and find out where this stuff is.
Well,
why I was wondering if there was a store that still carries it.
I would call your best bet on any photo stuff is going to be a real photography store, so somewhere like Schiller's.
But you actually think a store like that's going to sell one step film?
But they could probably find it for him or special order it.
Yeah.
The other thing, Robert, I know you don't have a computer or a smartphone or anything like that. The other Frank started down a path that I think you should at least investigate. a cheap digital camera, and to get those photos to print off, you can go in a Walmart or a Target, and those associates, the employees at the store, will help you use their kiosk in the store.
Or a Walgreens.
Or a Walgreens, yeah. Or CVS. Name the place that does it. I mean, all of them will do it. They will actually help you get the photo off of the camera in the store on their kiosk and get it printed right away. Yeah, so
one other thing. Robert, we're running out of time, but here's another option for you. You can buy printers for next to nothing. You could print with that Polaroid, you're limited to that one size picture. That's it. And you get one of them spit out. That's it. If you had a cheap printer and a digital camera, Robert, you could spit out five copies of that picture in different sizes, and it's you got so many more options, and it does not cost much.
Most photo printers now, or most color printers now, have a slot for the memory card and a digital camera. So you take the memory card out of the camera, slide it in the printer, and select what photos you want to print. It could be that easy, Robert.
I think you'd find you've just found yourself a whole new hobby, and I think you'd really be glad you did.
Because that
sounds like it. I just really love taking a picture, and 60 seconds later, the picture comes out.
Well, you don't have to wait 60 seconds with a digital camera. You can look on the viewfinder and see it as soon as you take it.
One more thought about that, Robert. That film, if they're still making it, is going to get really expensive here in the very...
$62 for a six-pack box.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wow!
That's almost the cost of a printer.
Or a cheap digital camera.
With a pack of film paper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right, Robert, give it some thought,
Robert.
Okay?
Hey, you've done it again.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Now, here's the problem. We got 1 minute.
Yeah.
I got to close out and do some business. Josh, take it for a minute.
Sure. Walmart announced today they are starting a service this month called Walmart Plus. It is going to be a direct competitor to Amazon Prime. Same-day grocery delivery guaranteed. Unlimited usage, no fees. It's a $100 subscription fee once a year, but you can use unlimited grocery delivery throughout the year, streaming content, early access, special openings of slots for grocery pickup. So look for that this month to be announced by Walmart, and their stock jumped 7% today on the announcement.
I think that's a wonderful thing for people who actually cannot get out. But we're headed to a place where nobody is ever going to leave their home for anything. The pizza's delivered. The groceries are delivered. The shoes are delivered. My goodness, you never have to leave the house. I like it for shut-ins, for disabled, for older people. But outside of that, I have no interest in having my groceries delivered, and maybe the milk's not as cold as it should be, or it's the wrong kind of milk. I just see a lot of problems with that, for me.
If you have a tech question and need some help, shoot me an email at joshtechadvice@gmail.com, and I'm Josh the Tech Guy, and it's time to say bye.
Well, yeah, what a pro. He knew when to get out. Josh Bauman, courtesy of Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. More at windowworldst.louis.com.
You just sent me a great business idea for delivery. They'll deliver three things: liquor, women, and guns.
Let's start it.
I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in. Women and guns.
We're investors. We're good to go. Ballast Dental Care. Now, here's what's not going to come to you. I don't know of a company that sends a dentist to your house. So you're going to have to get up, get in somebody's vehicle, yours or somebody else, and go to the dentist. But rather than just go to the dentist or any dentist, if you're going to do it and you're going to be doing something a lot of people do not like to do, why not go to the one dental clinic where you'll never again dread an appointment or be afraid? And that would be Ballast Dental Care. And I do understand that for all of you who have still not changed dentists, or who haven't even started going to the dentist after all the years of neglect, I understand how you think that's a sales pitch and it couldn't possibly be true. Well, you have an opportunity to prove that what I'm saying isn't true. But to take advantage of that opportunity, you're going to have to make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care. And I hope you will, because I'm not afraid at all of you emailing me and saying, well, it was just another dentist's office, because it's not. It's Ballast Dental Care, and I've gone there for over 47 years. I never let myself even think about what it would be like to have to go somewhere else because I don't want to, and neither do any of the other people who are patients at Ballast Dental Care. They're at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads, and you can find out more at ballastdentalcare.com. It's 5 o'clock at 590 The Fan.
590 The Fan, with your local talent covering your St. Louis teams. KFNS Wood River, St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. President Trump says the mortality rate is one reason why schools should reopen.
Or mortality rate, but it's down tenfold. So you look at deaths are way down from this horrible China virus.
Speaking at a roundtable discussion at the White House, the president